From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. U.S. stock prices fluctuated wildly Tuesday after regaining ground following a sharply lower open. It came on the heels of sell-offs earlier in the day in Asia and Europe. The volatility continued unabated one day after the Dow Jones Industrial Average shed the most points in one trading session in its more than 120-year history. The U.S. Congress is poised to deadlock on extending government funding 2 days before another possible shutdown. VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman reports.
Republicans like Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell say national defense must come first with year-long funding while negotiations continue on domestic spending levels.
Senators on both sides of the aisle say they agree that our warfighters deserve sufficient, stable funding to fulfill the missions and tasks their country assigns them.
Democrats say health care and other domestic needs are just as vital. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We support an increase in funding for our military and our middle class. The two are not mutually exclusive. We don't want to do just one and leave the other behind.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
President Trump advanced his tough immigration stance on Tuesday, saying it was so disgraceful that a professional football player was killed in a car crash by a Guatemalan man that police say was in the United States illegally after being deported twice. Trump used the death early Sunday of Indianapolis Colts linebacker Edwin Jackson alongside an Indiana highway to attack Democratic lawmakers who are in contentious negotiations, that is, with the White House over changes to immigration policies. This is VOA News. Former White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon skipped a scheduled interview Tuesday with the House Intelligence Committee about his time as a key advisor to President Trump, even after lawmakers subpoenaed him to appear. Bannon could face a contempt of Congress charge for his failure to answer the subpoena. The private space company SpaceX is scheduled to test launch its largest rocket yet Tuesday, and if all goes well, it will also send a sports car into orbit around the sun. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk.
There's so much that could go wrong. I hope it goes right.
Spoke to reporters before the launch Tuesday, estimating the success at about 50%. Tuesday is the International Day of Zero Tolerance for Female Genital Mutilation, a UN-sponsored annual event. Raul Ambor has the story of an activist working to eradicate FGM 16 years after Kenya banned the practice.
Female genital mutilation in Africa is an age-old tradition that involves the cutting of the clitoris of young girls and women. The United Nations estimates at least 200 million girls and women have undergone some form of FGM, including 44 million aged 14 years and younger. The 2016 UNICEF report said girls and women in 30 countries have been subjected to FGM, more than half from Indonesia, Egypt, and Ethiopia. In Kenya, 3% of girls under age 15 have been subjected to female genital mutilation. The practice was outlawed in the country in 2001. Those found to be performing FGM can be imprisoned for up to 3 years. The practice is usually performed by people who are not trained medical professionals, posing risk of death from excessive bleeding or infection. Later, FGM can cause intense pain during sexual intercourse and complications during deliveries. Rael Ombor, VOA News, Nairobi.
South Africa's increasingly unpopular President Jacob Zuma, facing mounting pressure from his own party to resign, was stripped on Tuesday of what many saw as his swan song to the people of South Africa. Parliament postponed the annual State of the Nation address Tuesday afternoon, just 48 hours before Zuma was scheduled to appear at the National Assembly in Cape Town to address the nation. In the last 48 hours, top members of Zuma's African National Congress have met privately with the president, intensifying pressure on him to resign. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.